T-Jax. A young New Haven squad. I hear that they have 7 8th graders.
Wow, that's no 7 8th graders. That's incredible, man.
That is a lot of 8th graders. So a young team coming up. Going to be lots of exciting things for New Haven down the line. Here they go, moving the ball. This is the New Haven Malamutes outside. Score 0-0. Long three from the red line. Hits the front of the rim. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Malamutes. Absolutely. This is a big year for King Cove. They've got a lot of big seniors. They've got a strong team. I think they'd really like to go far this year. We'll see what this game tells us about the season. Nice spin around jumper. No good. Beautiful putback by Brendan Larson. First 2 points of the game. Yeah, that was a good trailing and way to finish the shot. Malamutes passing the ball around. 23 with possession. That is Scout Anellen. 32 now. Nicholas Wasili. Wasili. 5. Riley Young is also on the court. Bryce Olympic, of course. Big man down low. And then number 14, Ian Anellen.
Oh, timeout.
First time out of the game. Longtime coach for the New Haven Malamutes, Henry Olympic. His son, Bryce, on the floor. He's coached lots of people. I think Bryce is his last son coming up through the high school.
Whoa, that's crazy. I didn't even that's like incredible to see something.
Another longtime coach here in the region, longtime coach throughout his career for the T-Jacks, Ken Barber, coaching the T-Jacks once again. Brought them to state last year. I think they would love to see that happen again.
Yeah, it's crazy. You gotta find the way.
Absolutely. End of the timeout. 6:27 on the clock. 2 points for the King Cove T-Jacks. 0 for the New Haven Malamutes. Throwing the ball in over to number 5. That is Riley Young. Back to 32. Nicholas Wasili. Olympic on the outside. Moving the ball outside the perimeter. Wasili with the ball yet again. Takes it to the red line. Bounces over number 23. Tight defense. Man, oh, yeah. Playing a high zone. The T-Jacks are way up near the three-point line. Long pass over there. Scout and Nolan. Long shot. Low arc. Off the back iron. Thompson. Easily gets a rebound. Again, Bryce Olympic is a tall man. He's got to be 6'4", I'm guessing. Yeah. He's about as tall as Robert Thompson, but he's on a court full of tall players and big jumpers. Nice steal from the Malamutes. Goes loose, and then Olympic finally gets it again. But, man, that was good defense.
No, that's good credit, man. They're going to play defense. They want to try to find the rhythm. That's what they got
to
do.
Ball in the hands now of the Malamutes. Over to Wasili. Moving back towards the top of the post. Hands it off to Riley. Yeah, they're taking their time. A lot of credit to the Malamutes for not trying to rush anything. Oh, Jaeger trying to force a steal. Doesn't get it. Olympic for 3. Easy rebound by the Malamutes. Ball goes loose. Picked up by the T-Jacks. Tommy Mack. Jaeger drives in. Kind of slipped off the back of his hand. Picked up by Ashton Gould, though. Shot by 3 from Jaeger. No good. Jaeger gets a rebound. A floater up. Good shot. 4-0 now with 4:30 left to go here in the first quarter. I do feel like both these teams are really feeling each other out. Long shot. Big shot by, I think that was number 5?
Nicholas.
Oh, that was Nicholas Wasili with 3 points. 4-3 now.
Oh, no.
A little tip up. We call that the alley-oop. Almost happened. That was Jaeger Sean down low. Got the, oh no, Tommy. Tommy got the alley-oop from Jaeger. Couldn't quite make it happen.
Tommy is at the line, and he will shoot too.
Yeah, I got fouled on the putback, so a chance here. A few rule changes this year, too, where now there's no one and one anymore. Everything's a two shot. And also, at five fouls, you go immediately to double bonus. So, trying to kill the intentional foul strategy, which I think is a shame. But Tommy misses at first, gets a second. 5-3 now, the score with the T-Jacks in the lead.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah,
that was a long shot for three, well outside the three-point line. I think that was Nicholas once more, but fast transition here by the T-Jacks, all the way down their end.
That's what they're trying to do.
Jaeger goes the distance, off the glass, no good.
Oh, wow.
Ball tipped up on the floor.
And it's going to be...
jump ball there as Brennan Larson and Riley Young both fight for it.
Well, it's going to be New Haven's ball.
New Haven keeps possession of the ball. Thanks for tuning in here to KSTP live at the Aleut Aleut. We should have the ladies coming on after this game over at New Haven. Another long three. High arc, no good. That was Scout and Elon, and it looks like they're just going to try to play a three-point game since they are very much outside. Great cross the post pass by Brandon Larson to Robert Thompson, who quickly puts it away. Good for two. And I think it's going to be 7-3 now. Got to wait for the scoreboard to catch up. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Yeah, New Haven just doesn't see an opportunity to get into the paint if you look at the size difference between the two teams. Yeah, that's going to make it 6-7 now in favor of the T-Jacks. Cross the post, behind the back, tip up. Two tip-ups, no good. It'll stay in the hands of the T-Jacks. Three putbacks that should have gone down there. I think Jaeger Sean, who's a very talented ball player.
Oh.
Nice to flip. Picked up by Tommy. Yeah, over and back. Yeah, it was a loose ball. Tommy saw it, but he just couldn't quite get over the half court line before he touched the ball.
No, yeah, you got to really watch it when you're having your foot like up somehow and try to get it off there. So it's really intense.
Go, Ducks!
Ball in the hands now of the New Haven Mountaineers. 2:25 left to go in the first half. Olympic with the ball. Shot for three. Almost got a hand on it. Out of bounds. Good job by Ashton blocking him from getting back to the ball. Yeah, that's a good point. Ashton, one of the shorter players on the court right now. Certainly the shortest on the King Cove squad.
No, don't be afraid. He's not afraid.
Good screen by Brennan. Passed into the paint where Robert puts it up. No good. Nice rebound by Jaeger Sean, who will reset the play. Takes it outside for three. Just off to the left. No good. Rebound to the Mountaineers. One.
So the Mountaineers stop the ball. They just need to figure out how they're going to shoot the rhythm.
Yeah, they're going to shoot for three again. I don't think there's a lot more that they can do besides trying to feed it down to Bryce. Ball in the hands now of Riley Young outside the perimeter, passing back to Wesley. 7-6 the score in favor of the T-Jacks. 90 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Coach for the Mountaineers calling for them to put the ball down low.
They're trying to find it.
Nice double team.
Oh, wow. Great steal by the T-Jacks.
Fast. Tommy had a two-on-one situation that he was getting past the ball from Jaeger Sean, and it was just too far.
Yeah, you just got to be careful right there, man. That's just the part.
Get on. Ball in the hands now of Mountaineers. Still a one-point lead for King Cove. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Young with the ball. Inside Olympic. Foul called.
That is
foul on Tommy Mack.
So that will be his first foul, I think.
Yep, Tommy, and that was the first real attempt by the New Haven Mountain Moose to feed the ball down to Bryce Olympic, and worked out pretty good.
Yeah, no, the mismatch has got to be the thing right there.
Olympic misses his first attempt at the line, still a 7-6.
No, it's just that when there's a mismatch on that, you got to go.
Second attempt, good. Tied game.
Yes.
Ashton Gould will bring it up for the T-Jacks. Score is tied at 7 apiece. Ashton drives in. Jumper deflected. Back in the hands of the T-Jacks. Thompson puts it back. No good. Second put back. Also no good by Tommy Mack, but he draws the foul and goes to the line for two.
I got to get to it. They're crashing the board. The T-Jacks are fighting to crash the board.
They are. I'm going to give it up to Robert Thompson, too, who has improved by leaps and bounds over the last year. I remember him coming on the team, seeing him, and I was like, whoa, this guy's big. Didn't really have a game developed yet, but, man, I've seen him put in the effort and the time, and he's definitely a force on the court now.
No, that's the thing about that. You got to know that he's going to be a great player. I give him credit. He's doing everything to help him.
46 seconds left to go. 9-7 as Tommy Mack makes both free throws. See what happens. Oh, nice steal. Good steal by Jager Sean. He's going to drive fast. He wants to go all the way. Nice layup. He sure did. And that wasn't a big lane to work with either, but he made it happen. 11-7 now. 19 seconds. Great play by Jager. Ball outside the perimeter on the right-hand side. Now I'm just moving around. This time they are going to get that last shot, but it might be a long one. Oh, Tommy steals the ball. Ashton Gould, 3 seconds on the clock. Tommy for three. Oh, it's the front of the rim, and oh my goodness, great start to the game there. But I'm going to tell you right now, for anybody who thought that this is going to be a one-sided matchup, the score right now, 11 for the T-Jacks, 7 for New Haven, and living strong off the three-point game, New Haven's still in this.
No, I know. It's just that New Haven is somehow thinking in themselves that they're going to they want to get this game in their hands, so they're going to get this. But for this, for the T-Jacks, I got to give them credit. They're going to play for the ball every time when they go. When that ball goes up, they're going for that rebounding battle.
Absolutely.
It's all about that rebounding battle and somehow. But you got to give credit. So I think we could see a really close game between one of these two teams.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens here in the second quarter. Come in here. Fouls not much of an issue yet. Three fouls for the Malamutes. One foul for the T-Jacks. Again, the score 11 for King Cove and 7 for New Haven. Great matchup here, full court. If you're in King Cove, can't make it, glad you're here on KSTP or on the King Cove Sports Network, Facebook Live. But if you can get down here, come on in. Gate has been covered by the KSTP, so no worries. Come on down. Enjoy the game. Happy to support.
So we got Chase, we got Ashley, Jager, Tom, and Brandon.
Chase sat out the first quarter. And that was Robert Thompson was in for Chase.
So,
Chase is going to bring a whole new dynamic to this game.
We're going to try to really line up the shot.
Brennan Larson pass, gets the ball outside of Jager for three.
Oh,
hits it. 14-7 now. I think the King Cubs are going to find their groove here in the second quarter. Crowd's getting hyped. Ball in the hands of Malamutes. Nice tip about Brennan, but New Haven keeps their hands on it. Tight defense. Wow, what defensive pressure. Nice little box trap there in the corner at the half court.
It's that trap they were doing. That's what I seen when I see Brennan and Chase were coming to that trap, man. They need the pressure on him now.
Yeah. Good timeout called there by the New Haven Malamutes. They're going to maintain possession. 14 for the T-Jacks, 7 for the Malamutes. And I think King Cove now with Chase I'll tell you right now, having Chase on the floor is going to bring a lot of confidence to the rest of the team. She's a very gifted player. And I think when you see people like Brennan and Jaeger and Tommy, they're going to really get a lot more confidence knowing that he's there, even though I don't think that it should have made that big of a difference, to be honest. They should have the confidence there because they're a great squad. Ball in the hands of the Malamutes. Watson Lee outside, takes it to the top of the key, hands it off to Riley Young. Olympic with the ball on the outside, in the corner. Nice tip out by Jaeger Sean. Fast break, two.
Wow, good job.
Jaeger's faster than the hand.
Way fast transition there on that breakaway. 16-7 now, and tight half-court trap. This half-court trap is giving the Mountaineers a lot of heartburn. 14 with a shot from outside. Much needed three-pointer by Ian Anellon. Great shot by the young man on the corner. Jaeger on the inside. Pass to Tommy, cutting in.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Making cuts like that, handing it in on the runners. This is what the rhythm at the King Cove. I was wondering where this was, and here it is. Picks it up on the outside.
With that pressure.
The trap set.
Oh, wow. Oh, there were diamonds.
Ball's loose. Jump ball. Actually, I think it's going to be over here for the new Halen Malamutes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like they were excited they cut over here.
Usually it goes side to side, but I think every quarter it switches to the other team.
Okay.
So it would have been there if the quarter hadn't happened.
Yeah, you're
right. Here's the Malamutes with the ball. Lost the lead to Olympic. Back outside. Riley Young. Two-man trap on the half-court line. Good passing by New Halen. Tommy with the steal. Jaeger Sean, fast transition, pulls back for a three. Tommy, he'll take the three.
Yeah, that
beautiful. Wishing it. 21-11 now. King Cove playing fundamental basketball. This is just running plays, taking good shots. Olympic forces a jumper, no good. Rebound, Brennan Larson, handed off to Jaeger Sean.
Jaeger is looks like he's finding something for this team, and they're finding their rhythm quick.
Yeah, this is a good-looking squad this year. Jaeger gets the ball back, over to Brennan at the red line. Chase for three.
Nope.
Swings to the left, hits the top of the rim, rebound goes to the Mountaineers.
Right almost won, that's going back.
King Cove up by 11. 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Lost the lead. Absolutely. Down by 11, still very much turning around. They need Bryce to kind of get in the motion here down low to get open. He's being tightly guarded by Tommy, and I think it's going to be really hard. So he's got to be in motion. He's got a Jaeger Sean, Tommy Mac sandwich going over here. That's a tough defense. Long shot for three by number 23. Scout and Elon won't go down. King Cove gets a rebound.
So, they're getting really close to
Jaeger Sean with the jumper. Runs in. No good. Tommy gets a rebound. Jaeger Sean for three. Off the top of the rim. No good. Brennan tries to run it down, but can't do it.
Oh, it's still their ball.
All right, ball stays right here with the T-Jacks. 21-10, the score. In favor of King Cove. Here at the Alley-Oop. Nice pump fake. Oh, man, if he had kept his eyes forward, he would have saw that he was wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Pump fake to the other side of the net. Good for 2 points by Tommy Mack. What a play. Beautiful play by Tommy Mack. 23-10 now. 3:50 to go in the first half. Foul on Chase. Yeah, Chase saw a pass that went kind of high, but was going to, I think, number 32, Nicholas Wasilee, who's not a short player. He's one of the taller guys for the New Haven Malamutes. And Chase jumps up, puts body contact. foul on the team. Wassily with the ball. Moving around. Bryce on the outside now. Back up top to Wassily. Dribbles over to Riley Young. Back to Bryce. Good movement of the ball, but they just can't find an opportunity that they want to take yet. And if they don't watch out, that two-man trap's going to come up. All right, ball in the hands now of the Mountaineers. Still, Stoffer, there it is, yeah. Oh, foul on Tommy. Going up for two as Tommy puts a foul on Bryce Olympic on a shot, sending him to the line for two. And that, you know what I saw there on that offense? The Mountaineers were moving the ball around, and they finally got a wide open shot there for Wassily in the corner, and that was a good offensive play by them. They were looking for the open shot. They finally got it.
No, I know. It's that thing. It's that they want to find something in the rhythm. Like, for me, or something like the players like that, they need to find the rhythm how they go with this.
So Robert Thompson's coming in. Curious, he'll probably put in for Tommy. Okay, yeah. He'll replace Tommy.
All right.
All right, so Robert Thompson on the floor again. Tommy with, I think, two fouls. Probably going to sit down for the rest of this quarter.
Oh, yeah, I would not want to get more fouls on Tommy.
So there it is. Oh, yeah, foul on 14, hacking over the back of Robert Thompson on the rebound. So that was a two missed shots from the free throw line for the Mountaineers. 23-10, still the score. 3 minutes left here in the first half. And Chase will get the ball hand in by Ashton. Nice pump out by... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
3 points. Absolutely. Chase is a fast mover. Another shot for three by the Mountaineers. That one won't go down. That was Riley Young putting the attempt. 26-10 now. And that was a great shot by Chase. He did. He made the space by faking out the defender, pulled back for the three-pointer. Travel. So the ball was thrown in underneath the basket for the Mountaineers. Bryce gets it. Man, you want to have it. Jumps up, but the ball stays and forces him back down. Traveling. 16-point lead for the T-Tacs.
Wow, there was a lot of contact.
Yeah, Digger Strong was able to get the defense to collapse on him as he was forcing his way up. Puts up a shot, gets a chance to line for two.
No, Digger's doing a pretty good job by giving his credit.
Go, Digger!
He's not afraid to take contact. I really like the style how he's playing.
First attempt by Digger Strong. Good. 27-10 now, the score in favor of King Cove.
All right, we got one shot. One shot left there.
Yep, one more attempt here from the line. Second attempt, good. .230 left to go here in the half. Pass down to Bryce on the inside. He's got two beat defenders. Pass it back outside for a nice shot. Three by Wassily. Doesn't go down. Rebound by the T-Jacks.
Action wants to slow the pace down.
He drives into the paint, passes Robert.
Oh
travel
man.
As he 360 spun it.
I know. The ball in the hands like that, you got to be careful on that, my friend.
Absolutely. 28-10, the score. T-Jacks with the lead and 2 minutes left.
Oh,
nice steal. Yeah, he saw that ball coming. Behind the back to force the defender past him. Gets another chance from the line. What a behind-the-back dribble. The defender just keeps sailing right out of bounds. Jager cuts to the left. Yeah, that was a great ball handling skills by Randall.
Oh!
In and out.
It hurts. Don't worry. It struggles at the line. These are your free shot opportunities to get.
All right. Ooh. Oh, wow. Brandon would have intercepted it. Wow.
Here's Hughes over the second and 10. Afton at the red line.
Going for it. Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yep. There it is. 3 points. Oh. Wow. Ashton is not afraid to grab those rebounds for a little guy. Don't underestimate him. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I just seen Jaeger and Chase were just stomping a little bit at the floor. They want defense. Oh. Uh-oh.
What happened? You okay? Chase puts contact on him.
And he's going to go for three. You can't do that. Yeah, I just seen that. The look on his face is like, what?
Ooh. Barber giving him good instruction, though. Season first attempt was missed there by a 23 scout in Nellon.
Oh, my goodness. These are your... I mean, I'm not saying like this, but these are your...
Good as meal and then I
Well, we got a substitution coming in, and that's ooh, Jersey Mac.
Jersey Mac back up for action. Third and 10.
Oh. Wow, that was a tough one.
Nice fadeaway drop with this. First 2 points that New Haven has had.
So Chase has got the ball in his hands, and they're looking for something to spark. He's calling for a screen. Oh, what is that? Is that a 3-point contact? I think. Wow. That is like now getting a 3 opportunities at the line now. All right, here we go. Oh, wow. I know, I was a little nervous on that one. I thought he was going to miss that shot, but thank goodness he got it going.
31-12.
Here we go, second shot. Oh! Uh-oh.
Other team that's...
Oh, it's a 3-point.
Wow. That third shot. Not sure exactly. There's a little conversation there.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what was going on?
31-12, 36 seconds to go in the half.
Ooh.
Missed that third attempt. Olympic gets a nice rebound.
No. No, New Haven's going to, they need to figure something out if they wanted to make this a competition.
Nice pass.
There it is. That's a 3 coming. Nope. Rebound. Oh, what? Wow, that was incredible. Jaeger's looking. He wants to get the last shot. Oh.
The Mavericks still in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens here as we come back to the second half. More action here on KSDP, the King Curtis Sports Network.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around. Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch.
Half time.
A common cold will pull ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
Yeah. On the court, we got Ashton Gould, Tommy Mack back in after missing most of the second half to fouls. Nice rebound by Ashton as it goes up. 14 in Anilong.
Yeah.
We got some scores here, too, that we can talk about for a second here if we want. Jaeger Sean had 7 points in that first half. Tommy Mack with seven himself. Robert Thompson had four. Over here at New Haven, we had three for Riley. Ian had 13. Scout had three. Nicholas had three. All right. Nice. Scores now 36-17 in favor of King Cove. Almost a stolen ball there on defense by the T-Jacks, but New Haven stays in possession. Bryce on the baseline. Back to the top. Oh! Chase is running now. Whoa! No way! Wow!
That is just, it's synchronizing the pass like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh. Oh, wow, we got a jump ball.
And it's, oh, it's still New Haven's ball. Here we go.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Chase is running forward.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. Uh-oh. We got ourselves a timeout. Wow. Wow.
That last play, where it was just a highly defended Tommy Mack,
gets
the ball.
I thought he was going to go for it, but then you see Jager was coming up there, and just like, I got this, buddy, let me put it up for you.
Yeah, great pass by Tommy. He was being tightly guarded, gets across the court over to Jager Sean.
40-17, King Cove slowly creeping ahead. They were up by 20 at the half, now they're up by 23. 5:39 to go here in the third quarter. Game two of the Alley-Oops Alley-Oop.
So, no, if New Haven wants to try to come back a little bit in this game, you still got 5 minutes left. You're down still a little bit, but you need to pick up the intensity and pick up the play going and somehow. I think they need to get a fire in them and a spark. They need a light out.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the game, this team from New Haven has 7 8th graders. They are a young, young team, which is going to go really, really well for their future.
No, I know. I think they're going to get up. There's a bright future for these young kids.
And as I look over here on the King Cove side, I'm looking at four seniors on the court and a sophomore. Tommy Mack, Brandon Larson, Jaeger Sean, and Ashton all graduating next year. Ashton, not a senior?
Ashton, Tommy, Jaeger.
Oh, Brent. I always think Brent's a senior. All right, ball in the hands of the Maui Moots. Moving the ball. Oh, Noah's tapped away by Jaeger. What's the lead with the ball? Back to Riley. Round to Olympic in the corner. Again, Jaeger trying to steal that ball. He almost gets it again. New Haven looking for that open three. They did a great job taking their time. You know, they're looking for the shot, taking their time, moving around. Wow.
It's frustrating them. It's frustrating them. That's...
Ooh.
No, you got to give credit to King Cove. They're playing pressure.
Good shot by Tommy McAfee, picked up by Bryce Olympic. Riley Young will set up another hand inside. People trying to pass. Back outside.
Trying to communicate and try to talk a little bit on
the sub now. Looking to the other side. Plays in motion. Mm.
No, give credit, man. Give credit to the T-Jacks defense, man. They are frustrating them. Wow. Nope.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I hear you on that one.
All right, good tight defense now to half court. Look at that half court. Whoa. Wow.
Wow. Oh, Brandon, gotta be careful. I seen, yeah, Brandon was almost reaching for that steal, but he knew that just a little bit. Oh, no, you gotta give credit to the T-Jacks, man. They're putting pressure on them. No, it's either that. I don't know how I'm supposed to say, but they either that man or they're putting the 3-1 on that defense, man.
Good zone defense here by King Joe Jack. With the veteran.
Yep.
Jager in the corner.
Thinking. Oh, there's a foul. Ooh.
Contact by
Robert Thompson is coming in for Brennan Mack.
Ball now.
Oh, Tommy wants. I mean, Ashton wants a free. Nope.
Tommy gets a rebound, sends it back outside, back to Tommy. Yo, Jager inside for a nice jumper.
Wow. In, out, and back in again.
Good offense, moving the ball there too.
Oh, there it goes.
Layup, 48-17, less than 2 to go here in the third quarter.
Oh my.
Nice steal by Chase. Up and in, good for 2. Ball now in the hands of the Malamutes, and that defense is really starting to work its magic.
It's frustrating them. I give credit to them. They are frustrating that team. They can't find it.
Malamutes on the outside.
Oof. Yep. Oh. Oh my. There they go, and another fast break. Well. Wow. Wow.
Rebound 32. Watch the lead.
All right. Oh, Jager was like, wants to communicate. He's like, hey, come on, set this up. Oh,
Tommy, wide open three in the corner.
Oh, my, yeah. Leave it wide open in the corner for Tommy, and he will just sink in. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll just sink this in, okay. Ooh, oh, gotta be careful there, Jager. Just don't go too much aggressive on that, man. Gotta be careful. Looks like we got a substitution. Jersey's coming in for Chase, so
And we got in substitution for Malamutes. Number 12 is coming in for 20. I mean, 23 is subbing out. And number 12 is coming in. So here we go.
Ball in the hands now of Malamutes. Way outside 3-point line. Pass yep. over.
Ooh. Yep.
11 seconds here in the.
Oh my. Wow.
All right.
Nice floater.
Oh.
Looks like we got some substitutions came in the fourth quarter.
Test.
All right, ball now in the hands of Kinko T-Jax. Nice move of the ball there. We got a jersey in the game, looking for an opportunity, moving the ball around. Tommy drives in the paint, cross to Robert, tightly guarded by Olympic. Puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound into the hands now of the Mountaineers. Good effort there by both those guys.
Oh, I know, yeah. Looks like we're going to get another substitution coming in for the Malamutes.
Shot up over the top of the rim by the Malamutes. Picked up by number 14. That is Ian Anelon. Olympic outside, moving around the three-point line. 55-19, favor of New Haven. Three-point shot, no good. Picked up by Roberts. Back to Jersey. Jersey hands off to Tommy Mack. Over to Logan. Ian Pana puts up a jumper just off the top of the rim. Logan fights for the reward, runs it down. Good hustle. Tommy, floating layup, no good. Over to Robert Thompson. Thompson, hook shot. The attempted Kareem doesn't quite get it. Ball almost goes out of bounds. Saved twice now, this time by the Malamutes. 55-19, still the score.
It stays with Malamutes, though.
Yep, substitutions. We got 22 coming in here. That's Carter Clay. He will replace Bryce Olympic. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to the Malamutes.
Oh, wow.
Good job by Ian putting that up and in. Good for two on the putback. King Cove with the ball now. 55-21. Logan gets the ball in the corner and passes to Brennan. Brings it in. Nice deflection by Wasilee. Loose ball picked back up by Brennan. Over to Logan. Bounce into the Mamutes. And now New Halen with the ball. Wasilee passes it over to Riley.
Trying to think of something.
55-21. Oh!
3-point shot doesn't go down. Rebound over to Ian. Just pass it on the outside. Of the
yep.
Yes, sir.
Wasilee. Okay, back to Wasilee. See Chase Gold checking in now for the T-Jacks. Halen looking for the chain. Good defense, though, by the King Cove. T-Jack, you're making it hard for them to get an open shot.
No, I know. It's tough. It's that defense, man.
John up, had a good rebound, goes to the T-Jack. Tommy Mack will bring up a fast transition.
Ooh. Oh, what a play. Oh, what a play by Brandon.
Behind the back.
He did the behind the back.
Behind the back. No. Some Harlem Globetrotter stuff right there.
Oh, that is crazy.
Now I'm just coming back now with the ball down. Over there. We're down by a number of points. Sorry. 57-21 is good.
Yep.
New Halen passing around. Looking for the ball. Looking for that opportunity. Here we go. Ball in the hands now. Number 12. Who's just taking a joke. Joseph has him around. The wins.
We also have Noah Roberts. Full timeout called here by Coach Ken Barber. Chase Gould and Noah Roberts will be checking in here.
It looks like they want to try some.
See, they got a trick play up their sleeves, perhaps, huh? I'm waiting for somebody to finally pull the flying V out there. Put the ball in the middle, get it all like a V formation for the penetrate past the defense.
Yeah, no, I hear you there on that one too. It's just like they're penetrating so much on that defense, and then there's one thing that I say to myself every time is like, there's got to be two plays or one play, either a 3-point play or just drive it into the lane and get a quick layup. But no, when Brandon made that crazy looking. That's just like I've never seen something like this out of the playbooks or something, man. But that's pretty good look.
Yeah, good job by both these squads. New Halen not giving up, still trying to look for those opportunities at the basket.
Mm-hmm.
57 for King Cove, 21 for New Halen. And I'll tell you right now, King Cove is looking like a great squad this year. Great passing of the ball.
And leadership, too.
Good leadership. Shot for three. No good. Rebound goes to Chase Gould. Less than 4 minutes in the game.
Offensive.
Chase brings it in. Puts up a little jumper. Good for two. Nice fading jump shot. 59-21 now. Getting close to the 40-point rule where the clock will not stop.
Yep.
Missed pass there over to number 12. Joseph for the Malamutes, out of bounds. King Cove will have possession.
No, I can see a bright future for these Malamutes. I think they got some talent. They just need to work on some of this. Don't worry. I think there's some good talent in
that. I agree with that statement. I think there's a lot of great talent coming this way. Nice pass behind the defense. Tommy holds on to it, shakes his defender, puts up a good layup.
And there it is. It looks like we got some substitutions coming in.
Eighth graders are checking in for their first game of their career. See Liam down there.
Nice steal by Logan.
Hard off the backboard. No good. Right. Out of bounds.
And looks like we got substitution.
Riley Wilson, Liam Randall, and that tall gentleman, Nick Standish, coming in as well.
Here we go.
Nice steal by Gould. Oh, yep, and he dribbles back on the other side.
Oh, wow.
Over and back again.
Yeah, over and back.
Good defense by Chase.
Oh, yeah, Chase is fierce on defense. Good credit.
All right, we'll see what this young lineup has for us here. Chase trying to get over to Jersey. The people's champion. Over to Liam. Ball out of bounds. Good defense by the Malamutes. Liam will throw it in for the T-Jacks. Liam, I believe the youngest of the Brandles. Shot by Jersey, no good. Now he's got the rebound. 2:15 left to go in the game. New Halen will bring it back. And I believe coming up to this, we're going to go live to the Sandpoint Lady Eagles at the New Halen tournament, and then the King Cove Rookies will be on after that. All the basketball you could ask for and more. And then tomorrow, starting at 2, we'll be right back here in King Cove. And that game is, give me 5 seconds, I'll tell you what that lineup looks like tomorrow. I would love to tell you what that lineup looks like tomorrow, but I don't have that in front of me. I thought it was in the... Here's a flyer. I was looking at tomorrow's matchups. Sandpoint will go up against New Halen, and then King Cove will play against Chief Ivan Blanca, which is also new Suya Hawk.
Yep.
And then King Cove versus Sandpoint, 7 p.m. tomorrow, their first match of the season. So we'll have lots of great games tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen playing basketball, so get ready for lots of great games.
Oh, no, man.
Oh! Liam goes for the layup, gets fouled. Great play there by Liam Brandle. Gets a pass behind the defense and puts it up almost in. He'll go to line for two. Looking for his first points of his career. A long dynasty of great sportsmen on that side of the family. Those Macs always bring the genetics with them.
Yeah, I hear you there. It's crazy. Ooh, looks like 14's got a little bit of a... Looks like he's got a little...
1 minute, 12 seconds to go here in the game. 61-24. You, Liam with the ball for his first attempt at the line. Again, stay tuned for the Lady Eagles coming up after this as we go to New Halen.
It looks like 14 is done.
All right, 23 checks in for 14. That is Scouts and Elons. Liam missed his first attempt, and he'll get his second attempt here. Also missed. His time will come. Riley with the ball. Pass to 23. Over to Wasili for three. In.
Wow, big shot by Wasili.
Gould. Oh, no. Behind to Liam. Oh, he just missed it. Riley Wilson on the putback. Riley Wilson gets his basket. 22 seconds left to go in the game. New Halen with the ball. King Cove. A little bit lighter on the defense here. 13 seconds. One last time. Time for one last shot here for New Halen.
Yep. There it is.
Good shot for three. King Co. Or they're coming back fast. All right. Butter's going to run out here. King Cove, 63. New Halen, 24. Big start for the T-Jacks here in this season. We're going to go live now over to New Halen where the Lady Eagles are having their first game of the season here on KS. DP.